is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Daddy. It's me. So I know you told me that I shouldn't call you at work because it distracts you a lot and you're already distracted. And I know that I'm probably going to get punished for this because you didn't answer, which means that you're in a meeting. So I want to say right up front that I'm totally okay with that because you're the daddy and we discussed this and that's fine. I'm looking forward to it. Daddy, I can't do it. I know you were being kind when you said that I could play with myself while I'm away at school, but I'm running into a snag, and I kind of need your help because, there's not a lot of privacy to begin with because, I have a roommate and then all of my suite mates, so I can't do anything unless my roommate's out of the room or everyone's out of the dorm or unless I'm, like, in the shower. And so I know that you said that you wanted me to touch myself and tell you about it and that would be how we kept up while I would be away, like, in between our visits, but okay. I've been trying day in and day out, and I can't fucking come, Daddy. I can't do it. I can't come unless you're here. I don't understand. I can't come unless it's your touch or your voice or you around me, your mouth on mine, on my skin, on my body. Just, I can't do it. I don't understand. It's driving me nuts. I haven't come since the last time we were together 2 weeks ago. And, oh my god, first of all, that was really good. Which is an understatement, but anyway, I can't. I sit in classrooms and lectures, and they talk about biology and Krebs cycle and I can't even speak. That's how bad it is. Ugh. They talk about fucking photosynthesis as if we haven't learned it years ago, and Plato, and this, that, the other, and I can't. Can't even focus because I'm just sitting there with my legs crossed and my clit throbbing, thinking of you going down on me underneath my desk. And then I'll rush home while my roommate is still in class, at a different class, and I'll just go at it. We're talking full Hitachi mode, and nothing. It hurts. I've gotten to the point where I'm in pain, and nothing happens, and then I can't come without you. I need you. I know I'm gonna see you in a few days when I come home for the weekend, and that's okay, and I know you're gonna punish me, and that's okay. But, like, aside from that, like, on top of that, like, if that's okay, like, we can discuss this, it's fine, but, like, Daddy, I need you. I need you to climb on top of me and to kiss down my neck and nibble and to lick and suck at my nipples and to travel lower down my belly while I gasp underneath and then just go a bit further and tease me and lick and suck at my pussy. Put your fingers inside. And I don't even think I'll make it that far. I think I'm just going to explode underneath you. Please. I need you all around me. I need your arms around me. I need you inside me. I need your mouth on mine. And your words in my ear. Your whispers, your touch. I need you. Daddy, please. I can't take it this long. I can't keep going on like this. We're gonna need to see each other every other weekend or something because I can't go on like this. This is horrible. Oh my god. This is worse than edging, because at least with edging, you know that you're not going to get to come at the end. This is like, I can't do it. I need you so bad. Please help me. Please help me. Please. Okay, I'm calm down now. Okay. You know, just please, Daddy, please call me when you get the chance. I really need to hear from you right now. This has never happened to me before. Is this normal? I'm gonna get off the line now. This is going on too long. This is 6 minutes. You're gonna really yell at me. Okay. Bye. I love you.